Hello. The preparation for the lesson today was by the groups of South America and the Latin Kli. Let's start with Latin number 3.
Lo shomim otchem.
We don't hear you.
Amigos, estamos en tiempos muy especiales. Tiempos en los que
friends,
hay una distancia física marcada entre nosotros.
We are
debemos estar más unidos que antes.
At a very special time. There is physical distance between us, but we must be more connected than ever, and the upper force gives us these conditions for rapid advancement. These are conditions that the Creator sets for us in order to help us develop the inner Israel, which will help us transcend and unite and bring Him glory. So we have to work with responsibility together, mutually. That's our work, that's our life. Together, friends.
Hola, amigos. Desde la preparación del día de ayer.
Hello, friends. Starting from yesterday's preparation, it became impossible to calm down because from that moment, until now, with all the words of the friends, the beginning of the lesson, they invited this reflection that there is something that is more important, that throughout the day, when I need to make kind of a balance sheet of all of my life, my existence, I need to focus on the fact that the only rationale there is for it is to serve the friends, so that they can give contentment to the Creator. And reality disappears at that moment. It becomes this blessed place where we are all together in that place, also blessed and thanking the Creator, entering this holy water that the Creator is giving us. L'chaim, friends.
And we will read an excerpt from the sources from Rabash's article, What is Do Not Add and Do Not Take Away in the Work? One must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Although when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite, he should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good, and feel that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us from among all the nations, you have loved us and wanted us." Since he has reason to thank the Creator, and to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator. Again, the excerpt. One must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Although, when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite, he should still work above reason. And it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here, he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good, and feel that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us from among all nations. You have loved us and wanted us." Since he has reason to thank the Creator, and to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator.
Pregunta para taller activo.
A question for an active workshop. Let's imagine that we have already attained faith above reason. Each one should tell the friends what it's like in that state. Again, a question for an active workshop. Let's imagine that we have already attained faith above reason. Each one should tell the friends what is in that state.
In faith above reason, we take into consideration only what connects the friends together, what adds to the connection. And we, well, I disregard my thoughts, my emotions perhaps. I'm always aiming towards one goal: how to connect together with the friends in order to bring him contentment.
In that state, there is a lot of reason, a lot of understanding and intellect, what's right, what's wrong. And more than that, beyond that, there is the importance of the goal. And this enables us to take all of our intellect and our understanding that are all right and all just, and rise above them, and go with the mind and understanding of the upper one, and cling to that.
You could speak of many things. You could say many things. You can pray for the friends, you can think of the friends, but ultimately, it's all about bestowal being more important than reception.
There is a lot of joy out of the fact that I can be adhered to the friends, rejoice in their joy, and be attached, adhered to their desire above my desire.
Faith above reason. I don't know what it truly is. I can guess at it. But I'm certain that the friends are part of it. The ten, the direction is always towards discovering the Creator and bestowal.
Pregunta de taller en silencio.
A question for a silent workshop. How can we use the influence of the environment during the lesson in order to elevate ourselves to the level of above reason? Again, a question for a silent workshop. How will we use the influence of the environment during the lesson in order to rise to the degree of above reason?